We all need a laugh after this year. Comedians have been in a bit of a tricky position to deliver the goods, with most shows cancelled for the duration of the year. Kahau Jackson is billed as Australia's funniest Hawaiian comedian. The founding member of The Three Stuffed Mums has been running a weekly free viral edition of her show live on Facebook, with the last of the year next Thursday. Kahau joins me now for a chat about it. Aloha.
Aloha to you.
Now, you've been in a trio with two other mums for the past decade or so. Tell us about this collective.
Well, you know, Maggie Wood, myself, and Kate Burr, we met quite early when I first got to Australia. Maggie and I, actually, we met going into the Raw Comedy Competition, and we hit it off. And then we became friends, and we were doing gigs around traps and all that. And then one year, Kate had a baby. It was her first baby, and went over to her house to visit her, and we were talking. And we were talking about the various stages of motherhood, because I was already an empty nester. My son was an adult. Maggie had a teenager. And here Kate was with a brand new baby. And we started talking about different things, giving advice and whatever. And we looked at each other and went, you know, there's a show in this. And so we developed the Three Stuffed Mums show, which is about motherhood in its different stages. You know, Kate with a baby, the tagline was, Kate, by the time we got the show up and running, she had a toddler. So it was like, Kate's got a toddler. She's physically stuffed. Maggie's got a teenager. She's mentally stuffed. And Kahau's an empty nest so she can tell them all to get stuff. And that was our tagline. And we wrote music for it. So we each had a song about our level of motherhood. And then we had a few songs in general. And we did that first time at the 2011 Adelaide Fringe, and surprisingly enough, it sold out from the first week for the entire run, and women were coming back bringing their sisters and their mothers and their daughters and all that kind of stuff, because it really hit what a lot of women were thinking about. And you know, mothers in particular never see themselves reflected on a stage of any kind, you know, very rarely, especially on a comedy stage. And so it became a huge hit for us, and we toured it for several years as well in communities. All in fact, we did an excellent show at the Murray Bridge at the theater there, and it was sold out, and we had such a good time, and we made some lifelong friends there.
Oh, that's
Shout
great.
Out to Avis Tolcher. you know, so yeah, so that's how it all started, just by being who we were.
And there's some absolute comedy gold in motherhood. It's just amazing that it's taken so long to get that representation.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, women, I think women in general are not viewed as a source of a lot of great material. But in fact, you know, once we did that show, we were really surprised, actually, how popular it was, because we didn't realize what a raw nerve that was for a lot of women. A lot of men came in as well, dragged by their wives to come to this show. And at the end, they would come up and go, you know, I feel like I was at Secret Women's Business. You know? I never realized all of that. You know, it was really fun. It was a fun show to do.
Oh, that's
really
awesome.
Fun show to do.
Kay Howell's with me, comedian. And you've been embracing digital platforms this year during the downturn, haven't you, when everyone's not been allowed to get out and enjoy some comedy?
Yeah, well, that's really been the upside, really, of this plague, because entertainers have been forced to look at other formats to use. And so, like a lot of comics, we took to the viral airwaves, and starting in April, we put a show together called the Three Stuffed Mums, the Viral Edition. And pretty much it's just a chatty little talk show with fun and jokes and different observations about the way things are going. And we've done it, gosh, now it's 8 months, you know, and it's been a fun run for us. You know, and I think people are looking for other ways to get their entertainment. And you're able now online to find entertainers from all around the world, which you may never have seen, other than the fact that now they've got a new format to come out and join their audience out there in you know, Cyberville. You know, so it's been really quite good.
Oh, fantastic. Now, I hear that cruise ships have been your bread and butter this year. They have been absolutely damned along with the arts, haven't they?
Yeah. I mean, I think cruise ships have gotten, you know, like I worked to P&O for 5 years, traveling the South Pacific and Asia. And, you know, I never realized before, and I worked with cruise ships when I was in Honolulu, but more as in operations, because I worked in the travel business in Honolulu for 25 years before I became a comic. So I understood the cruise ships and whatever. And people would always say, oh, you have to go on a cruise. And I'm like, eh, you know. And they're like, no, we've been to, like, you know, we go like 3 times a year, or we've been on 50 or whatever. And I thought, really? And then when I started working on cruises, I figured out, I learned the attraction of a cruise. You know, you don't have to pack and unpack. The hotel moves, and you go everywhere, and you've got entertainment 24/7. You've got all that food. And I can see the attraction. And the comedy is a huge attraction on cruise ships. We would do comedy cruises where it's just a 3-day cruise with, like, you know, 8 different comics, and you had comedy shows every night, and, you know, as well as just being part of the regular lineup on a entertainment bill on a cruise. And it was such a blow when it just all came crashing to a halt. And a lot of people blame that that Princess ship for a lot. But, you know, people, it didn't generate this disease. It was, you know, I mean, people got on it, was sick. And this is before anybody really understood about COVID and how dangerous and all that kind of stuff, how it was transmitted. So they took a tough hit in the public view. But as a matter of fact, I mean, they are really quite well run, and I've never had a problem. But it was really a blow when a lot of comics, a lot of entertainers, just completely thrown out of business. People made their living off of traveling and doing shows every night. So it was really rough for people. And for me, I spent 5 years, 80% of my time was on a cruise ship. And all of a sudden, one day, from traveling 3 weeks out of 4 in the year working, it was like, one day in March, it was like, you know, it's over. Mm-hmm. And it keeps getting pushed back. Oh, we'll do it in May. We'll do it in, you know, October. We'll do it now. It's not till next year. And we'll see how long that goes. But it was very tough when all that fell apart for a lot of people, not the least of which the people who worked on the ships, just keeping it all together themselves. So, you know, hopefully we'll come out of all this much better.
And Kay Howe, it is Fun Fact Friday on my program today. Like, did you know it's impossible to hum while holding your nose? Try it.
No. Okay, let's try that. Oh, no, you just kind of blow your head off, don't you? Yeah. Oh, gosh. Same thing as you can never lick your elbow. Don't do that. That's very weird.
We've all been tricked by that one at some point.
Yeah, right.
Do you have any fun trivia for us?
Well, you know, we're talking about entertainers, and I have one. Do you know the origin of the expression chukas?
Oh, like when you say good luck to a performer, chukas?
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, chukas. Well, you know, it's bad luck to say good luck, right, in the theater. And so in the 1900s, if you had a good show, if you had a full house and there were a lot of tickets sold, the actors were able to, they were given a chicken for dinner.
Oh.
And this is a real treat because, you know, that was few and far between. And, you know, an actor's life is not, you know, not the best sometimes, very poor. And so that was like a real treat. So in order to say good luck, people would just, because it's a chook, people would say chukas, and that would be like, have such a great show that you'd be able to get chicken at the end of it that is that successful.
That's so
that
cool.
You'd be able to eat chicken.
So I love that.
Everyone says chukas.
Yeah, or break a leg. Does that mean where you bow, like you move your leg down to bow? Because I always thought it sounded pretty awful, like
yeah,
if someone actually physically injured their leg.
No, I don't know. I should look that up. I don't know if it's because you say break a leg because then the understudy gets to work and it's good luck for them. I don't know.
I'll have to see if I can look into that one. Absolutely delightful to have you on the show today, Kay Howe. We can see your last virtual gig with Three Stuffed Mums by looking you up on Facebook. That one's coming up next week.
Right, Thursday. And we've been challenged by someone to come up with our own versions of different Christmas carols. So this Thursday coming up on the 17th is our last show for the year, and it's my turn to do the Christmas carol. So I've written the one based on everything. We just moved, so we've been building a lot of IKEA cabinets. So I'm doing a Christmas carol based on that. So
oh, that sounds fun.
Interesting. That should be interesting.
Oh, fabulous. Well, all the best to you. Have a lovely Christmas. Kay Howe Jackson Builders, Australia's funniest Hawaiian comedian. She's also the wife of Captain Glyn Jackson from the Mount Pleasant CFS, who put me onto her after he and I had a chat last week. And if you want to see her in the flesh, she's going to be performing with her comedy trio at East End Cellars in Adelaide Monday the 14th, this coming Monday, hosted by UK-based comic Gordon Southern, who he's kind of stuck in South Australia at the moment, but he is a master storyteller. So they'll all be there from 6:30 on Monday.